This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, the country's on fire, unfortunately, and I don't want to live in the same country as liberals anymore. It's time for secession, it's time for revolution, it's time for civil war. I don't know what it's time for, but I don't want to live in their country. I can't live with people as crazy. It's not even possible. Before I tell you how nuts these people are, let me start with a couple things. First of all, I want to make sure, I mentioned it yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today, this show is dedicated to actually now a couple of people who I know who have died. In the last 24 hours, I lost Herman Cain, a friend of mine. He died this morning of COVID, but really of cancer. He had stage 4 cancer at one point. And once you have stage 4 cancer and you've had chemo and your body has been wiped out, your immune system wiped out, COVID seems to be such a killer of people who have, you know, hurt immune systems, damaged immune systems, weak immune systems, wiped out immune systems. COVID just takes over your body and kills you. Herman Cain spent a month in the hospital. He thought he was getting better, and then boom, he's gone. So, number one, this show is dedicated to Herman Cain, one of the great Americans, one of the great Republicans, one of the great black Republicans, one of the great businessmen, one of the great CEOs, one of the great friends, one of the great speakers. Herman Cain was one of a kind. He was wonderful. Him and I did back-to-back speeches at about 10 different Tea Party events, including right here in Vegas twice. We did back-to-back speeches and high-fived and hugged each other and just really loved each other and appreciated each other. He was a good man. And so condolences, rest in peace, Herman Cain. And then, of course, I mentioned yesterday, Eric Lloyd, a lieutenant in the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, not a best friend, just someone I've only met a couple times, but seemed like a friend, such a nice guy that once you met him once, you felt like you were great friends. And when I heard he was in the hospital, I was sick. And when I heard he was on life support, I was sicker. And when I heard he died, I was devastated. Because just the couple times I met him and the time I spent with him at a good friend's wedding about, I don't know, a year ago, I think, or maybe 9 months ago, I was at a wedding and he was sitting at the table next to us and I got a chance to meet him. I knew his wife, Mindy Lloyd, and I got a chance to meet Eric and spend some quality time with him and spoke to him for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And he is just a class act. He'll make him like Eric Lloyd anymore. Just another example of how great cops are. How disgusting and disgraceful liberals are, forever hating cops or wanting to fund cops or bad-mouthing cops. Eric Lloyd was the stereotypical perfect example of how great cops are. Great guy. And both guys, by the way, had cancer. Eric Lloyd also had very bad cancer. So once you've had cancer and once it's in you, COVID is a killer. And it took Eric Lloyd, Lieutenant Eric Lloyd, and it took Herman Cain. My condolences to them. And that brings me up to Lee Elsie. Lee Elsie is, of course, the guest host of the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour, and you didn't hear him today. You heard a best of... you didn't hear a best of Wayne. You heard a best of Lee. It was a best of Lee Elsie. And I tuned in and heard a Wayne Root ad, so I thought it was a best of Wayne Root. And then a few minutes later, I tuned in again, and it was Lee Elsie. So it was a best of Lee. Lee was not here live today because his dad is in the hospital with COVID. And as nice a man as Lee is, I think that means his dad is an even better man. Whenever you meet someone nice, their mom and dad are like angels. So Lee's dad is in the hospital. I'm sure he's an angel. And I hope he does not leave us prematurely. I hope he gets better fast. And Lee just, you know, the guy that he is, could not do the show today because he's so worried sick about his dad. Brought him to the hospital last night and therefore needs to stay in quarantine, I guess, because he was near someone with COVID. So Lee is worried sick about his dad. Nothing in the world is more precious, right? Other than, you know, wife, children, mom and dad. What else can be more precious? That's the triangle that changes your life. Wife or husband, spouse, I should say. mom and dad, children. I mean, losing any one of those is enough to wreck. It's enough to destroy you, and you feel bad about it the rest of your life. I lost my parents 28 days apart to cancer in 1992. You know how long ago that was? 92 to 2002 to 2012 to 2022. So it's 28 years ago, almost 30 years ago, I lost my parents. Hard to believe. And to this day, tough guy Wainwright, every time I hear the word cancer, I start to cry. I feel my eyes tearing up, and I have to fight myself to not cry. And sometimes I can't even win. Sometimes the tears just come out no matter what I do. You know, it's not just the word cancer. If I see a TV show and it's about a woman dying of breast cancer, every time I cry, because my mom died of breast cancer. So all I could tell you is cancer's bad and COVID's bad, and we wish Lee Elsie well. We wish his dad well. We say a prayer for Lee Elsie's dad, and we send our best wishes to the family of Herman Cain. Hope he's doing well in heaven right now, and send our love to Mindy Lloyd, and send our best wishes to Eric Lloyd, and I pray he's doing well in heaven right now. Because Herman Cain and Eric Lloyd both deserve to be in heaven. Good men. Good men. You know, I'm always pro-police. I will always be pro-police. Eric Lloyd, a lieutenant with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. Such a good man. His deal, by the way, is he spent 15 years running the agency, you know, separate from being a cop. 15 years running the agency that raises money for and takes care of the families of cops killed or wounded in action. That's what a good guy Eric Lloyd is. 15 years. And somebody said in an interview in the last 24 hours, I heard some cops say that most cops are only willing to do that for a year or two. And then the grief overwhelms them and they can't do it anymore. And this guy, Eric Lloyd, did it for 15 years and was not interested in ever backing down. And his friends tell me that the reason he's probably dead today, the reason he got COVID, is because that poor cop, Shane McAlonis, was shot at a Black Lives Matter event in Las Vegas. What was it, like 2 months ago now? It must be about 2 months. Shot in the face and paralyzed for life in the neck down. How a series of events can affect so many lives is always beyond me. Shane McAlonis gets shot by a random shot that could have hit anyone that day, and it finds him. And so many people get shot five times. Criminals get shot five times. Scumbags. And they're fine. This bullet finds its way into his head, his face, his jaw, and then into his spine, and he's paralyzed for life. And then, because he's paralyzed for life, from that neck down, there's a series of fundraisers run by Eric Lloyd. Eric Lloyd goes out to all these fundraisers and catches COVID and dies. He's dead today because all that series of events was started by one guy's random shot into a crowd, this idiot who shot into a crowd. Claiming he didn't mean to necessarily hit anyone, he just wanted to scare them. Now one cop is dead, and another cop is spending the rest of his life unable to move below his neck. Because one idiot shot a gun. You moron. If he hadn't shot Shane McAlonis would be great today. Handsome young kid, he'd be great. And Eric Lloyd would be alive. Unbelievable. So best wishes to... you know, and condolences and love to the families of Eric Lloyd and Herman Cain and to Lee Elsie. Lee. We're all with you in this moment of pain. I hope your dad recovers. I hope he's going to be okay. I always say the whole COVID thing is a joke. The whole COVID thing is a hoax. The whole COVID thing is horrible, except for someone who's got it. And except for people that are very sick and very old. If you're over 70 and especially over 80, over 90, 100, any of those. It's a killer. If you have cancer, it's a killer. If you're obese, it's a killer. If you have diabetes, it's a killer. Sometimes if you have asthma or high blood pressure, it's a killer. But those are the big markers it goes after. 99% of everybody's fine. It's the flu. But the flu kills 60, 80,000 people a year in most flu seasons. And nobody ever made a big deal of it before. So, you know, it's a terrible thing if you got it. It's a terrible thing if someone you love has it. It's a terrible thing if you have pre-existing conditions that are very, very bad, like cancer. And it's a terrible thing if you're old. And you're really old, especially. I think over 70 is really the big factor. Over 80, 90 is where almost all the deaths were. Nursing homes were almost all the deaths were. So I just feel for anybody who's got it, and I just say again, to the government, it's not a hoax, it's real, and yet, why didn't you act to protect older people? Why is that? That issue is still not out there. That advice is not out there. Only the people listening to Wayne Root Show. That advice isn't out there. That COVID's horrible, for people who are very sick, very old, and you got to make special, you know, what's the right word I'm looking for? You got to figure out a way, special circumstances, special efforts to protect older people, sick people, vulnerable people. But everybody else should be living their life. And by the way, the proof that everyone else... So once again, Lee Elsie, we feel for you, man, and say prayers for you, for your dad. Hope he comes home. Oh, and let me mention one other thing. I opened my morning show, Wayne on the Root Early Edition, in Vegas. I opened it by telling the Lee Elsie story, so I want to make sure I mention it here, too, and saying I spoke to Lee... Oh, I should say we texted together, Lee and I. We didn't speak. We texted. And this morning. And the big issue that came out of it, I think, you know, that could help people is... I said to Lee, I don't understand. You're calling the hospital and nobody there can tell you how your dad's doing? After all this time, after 5 months of COVID, you're telling me nobody at a hospital, not one hospital administrator has figured out that once you drop someone off at the ER, you never see them again unless they recover. And even if they recover, it's a month and you don't know what's going on. Nobody is a liaison. Nobody is a go-between. Nobody is a public information officer whose job is, here's a chart, here's 22 people that are in the hospital with COVID, and they can't speak to their families. Let me call them each day and tell them how the person's doing. There's nobody that's ever figured that out. So if nothing else comes out of this, then me and Lee had this discussion. Lee Elsie and I had this discussion. Shows you how much, you know, even though I went to Columbia University, I have no idea proper English. I'm still the dead-end kid from Mount Vernon, New York. Is it Lee and I or me and Lee? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't really care. Lee and I or me and Lee had a great discussion this morning, and what came of it, I think, that everyone should know is lobby hospitals. Tell them they've got to get a person set aside to do nothing more than speak to loved ones about people sick with COVID that have been isolated that the loved ones cannot visit. You got to have somebody who talks every day to sick people in the hospital and their families and puts them together and gives them updates. Capiche? We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All three free when you purchase the Roots Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, some days you can't wait for the show to end, right? You're like, oh my God, I'm tired. There's big news, but I'm tired. And then some days there isn't a lot of news and you can't wait for the show to end. Gee, I wish it was over a half hour ago. And then some days, which is today, you wish you had an extra 8 hours because I can't get all the important news out. Here's some more things I had listed I want to talk about, but I can't find the time. First of all, a friend of my fiance Cindy called today and said, get Wayne on the phone. All right, why get Wayne on the phone? Wayne, I have to tell you something. The governor of our state is insane. The governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, is insane. Yeah, he's kept the economy open because he doesn't want the blame for everybody losing everything. So he's decided, she said, I know what's going on. He's decided to keep the economy open, and then he's decided to fine all the business owners thousands of dollars because he knows nobody can comply with the mask law. So he's going to keep it open, and then he's going to fine everyone so much money, it'll solve the billions of dollars missing in the budget. Without saying, A, if you say I closed the economy because of COVID, people would lose their minds and our economy would go under and tourism would go under and the casino people might put him under the desert. But, and I'm not really kidding. But B, if you raise taxes in the middle of this, people would lose their minds. So he figures he could tax us all to death by going after us with fines. So she said, wait, he's going to destroy every business in the state. I said, what do you mean? She said, first of all, Home Depot in Las Vegas a couple of days ago, they have people standing at the door making sure you wear a mask, but they can't hire 500 of them to follow you down every aisle. Somebody walked down an aisle far away, aisle 24, took their mask off, and a code enforcer was there to say $15,000 fine for Home Depot. You mean I have to work every aisle? What if you have to sneeze? What if you have to cough up a loogie? What if you're just exhausted, you have asthma, and you want to take your mask? Second, they're waiting. They're there waiting because they need their $15,000. I'm telling you, they're setting it up to destroy every business owner in this town. But then she said, that's Home Depot. They can afford the $15,000. Sadly. I mean, they can't, but they can. They're a $1 billion company nationwide and worldwide. But nobody can go long with $15,000 fines. Pretty soon it adds up when you leave town. But she said, then, let me give you a worse example. One of her friends owns a pest control company. And his employee was out spraying someone's house. And it's 120 degrees on the ground. And the sun is hitting him in the face. And he's spraying the poison. And he's got the mask on. And he goes outside to refill his tank with more of the spray. He gets to his car and he pulls the mask down for a second. And a neighbor takes a photo and sends it to the code enforcement. And he gets a $6,500 fine. And wait this, get this. This is a small business owner with a small pest control company gets a $6,500 fine plus a one-month suspension of his business license. Him and his employees cannot earn a dollar for the next month because one guy took his mask down outside, social distancing. There was nobody there in the middle of the street. It was just him. You mean you can never take your mask off the rest of your life, including outside in 110-degree heat? If you put it down for 1 second, a snitch sends in the photo and we all lose our businesses? She said, Wayne, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. This is as bad as if he closed every business in the town. He's looking to bankrupt every business owner to pay for his hole in his budget. And by the way, everybody knows in the black community for the last 30 years, what's that famous saying? Snitches get stitches. Always, I sat there going, what? If you snitch on a drug dealer, if you snitch on a man who beats his wife, if you snitch on a rapist, if you snitch on a murderer, the black community says, give them stitches, beat the crap out of them, because there's nothing lower in life than a snitch. And I always thought, what a terrible philosophy. These are horrible people that are bad for your community. You shouldn't give them stitches, you should give them awards. You should give them monetary awards. You should make them king for the day. But now, the same liberals that love the black community and want the black community to vote Democrat, they've decided snitches are good, and they're trying to convince you to snitch. And snitches shouldn't get stitches. Now snitches should get awards. Not for snitching on a murderer, a gangbanger, a rapist. Snitching on a hard-working businessman or a businesswoman running their business with one customer with their mask down for 8 seconds. Or one employee with their mask down because they can't breathe. Remember when George Floyd said, I can't breathe? Well, I was on your side. That was terrible. The cops shouldn't have done that to him. But you know what? All over America are people with asthma and allergy that can't breathe in 110-degree heat with a mask on. And every once in a while, they may have to lean down and pull it slightly down to catch their breath. And if you catch them at that moment, you're going to give someone a $15,000 fine and put them out of business? My God. I don't know what to say anymore, except that Steve Sisolak, you are evil. If all of this is true, and assuming that this good friend of our family would never make it up, she's a small business owner, then this is the end of business. Nobody can comply with the rules. See you in a sec.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House Thursday afternoon, President Trump says he wants to work with Democrats to help people affected by the coronavirus.
Second, we're asking Democrats to work with us to find a solution that will temporarily stop evictions. We do not want people who have lost their jobs due to the virus to be evicted from their homes or apartments. We don't want that to happen.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says kids need to return to classrooms this fall for a sense of normalcy.
Kids need to be with other kids. They need to be back in school. They need to be with their teachers. They need to get on with their lives.
DeVos speaking there on Fox News. That news comes as the American Federation of Teachers Executive Council passed a resolution that says safety strikes can happen if there's no other options. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shop Super.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Roar.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Cornerstone Asset Metals, the sponsor of this segment of the show. We got a great guest coming up, so don't go anywhere. I want to mention that Cornerstone is in the right place at the right time. Gold and silver have been flying. Some would argue the most in history. It's been an incredible run. Some would argue that, Kip Herridge is our great financial guru on this show, and he's arguing we're in the greatest golden age in history, and that gold has such a long way to run because of all the spending going on in this country. So much spending. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. Proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Because let me tell you something, the dollar goes down, 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 and gold and silver go up, up, up. And pretty soon, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you think you have $1 million in your retirement account. You know what you got? 10 cents. But gold and silver might have been $100 that might be worth $100,000. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value, so you will open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. Call them, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, toll-free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. So we've got John Mates as our guest. He is the CEO of Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, which is either Parler.com or the Parler app. And I've got both. I've got the Parler.com set up on my desktop. I've got the Parler app set up on my iPhone, my cell phone. And I was a Twitter guy, and I have become a Parler guy. And in a matter of the last 2 months, I've added 18,000 new fans at Parler. In the last 5 years, I haven't netted one new fan at Twitter or Facebook. Not one. I've actually gone down a little bit at Twitter, and I've held exactly even for 5 years in a row at Facebook, never adding a single soul. Losing 10, gaining 10. Losing 10, gaining 10. At Parler, up 18,000 now at 19,000 and change fans, and I only opened the account a few months ago. John, thank God for your Parler.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I mean, the whole key to me is that Parler isn't conservative, right? You're not conservative. You're not liberal. You just allow free speech, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a libertarian, and a lot of the people who have started the company are libertarians. We just believe everyone should just leave us the hell alone. Sorry, I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but
yes,
leave us
you
alone.
Yes, you can.
And, and we can say what we want, and we can have discussions with people. And I think people should be able to freely decide things on their own without somebody telling us what to do. And that's the general premise. And, in fact, it works. People are having better conversation. You don't have the loud crybaby crowd that you have on Twitter that likes to basically make everybody sad and try to cancel their accounts. You have a lot of people having fun talking, just having discussion about things that they like and politics and other topics. It's a nice place to be.
Well, it's not just that obviously they're stopping people from finding my page at Twitter, which I guess you call banning or shadow banning or censorship or whatever word you want to use. It's not a good one because I'm a conservative and a libertarian. You know, I was the libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. But, look, libertarians don't get elected to office. I'd rather be in a party where we win and get a seat of power and are able to do something. And that something to me is always make government smaller and make taxes lower. So am I a libertarian? Sure. But by political party, I'm a Republican. So at Twitter, I have 80,000 fans on my page, if that's the right word, fans, 80,000. And on Parler, I have just about 20,000. So that means I have four times more at Twitter. Of course, in the last 5 years, I've added zero at Twitter. And in the last 2 months, I've added 18,000 at Parler. So it's clear that I'm growing very fast at Parler, and I have no growth for 5 years at Twitter while I'm a national TV host and a national radio host. Crazy. But even more important, I wanted to share with you, John, when I put out a post at Twitter to my 80,000 fans, a typical post might get 50 likes, 100 likes. When I put out the same post a minute later at Parler, just experiment what's going to happen with 1/4 the audience. You know, theoretically, I have 80,000 at Twitter, 20,000 at Parler, 1/4 the audience. Instead of 20 likes, 50 likes, 100 likes, I'll get 300 likes, 400 likes, 500 likes, sometimes even 1,000 likes at Parler. Now, multiply that times 4, because someday, soon, I'll be at 80,000 at Parler, just like I am at Twitter, and you get the idea that at Twitter, with 80,000 fans, I have, you know, 50 likes, and the same post would get as many as 2 or 3,000 at Parler. That shows you that there is something bad going on at Twitter. They are absolutely shadow banning me, right?
That's a possibility. Another possibility is that Twitter's just dying. I mean, maybe none of these people are active anymore because they've been censored so much. They're just tired of being there. Or they just right. don't like it anymore. Twitter just came out recently and said that they are going to be looking at a subscription-based model because the revenues are plummeting. So, you know, that wouldn't surprise me either.
I just don't get it. I don't know what kind of a businessman you are, but I'm not a talk show host, really. That's just a hobby for me, a sidelight. I'm a businessman. I'm a capitalist businessman. And I can't even imagine trying to drive away half my customers, hating them, offending them, saying nasty things to them, allowing bad things to happen to them, and censoring them and banning them. What kind of business sense does that make, John?
It makes no sense, in my opinion. The other thing that doesn't make sense to me is that the people that are banning the conservative audience that they're going after, they click links. They spend a lot more time on the app, and they click links. They go places. They interact. This is a very valuable thing, by the way, as an advertiser to anybody else. They are kicking out a very valuable demographic group, not just financially, but also very, very nice to have diversity of opinion. You want to have debate. You don't want to go somewhere and just see a bunch of crying people upset
right.
about what they want to cancel next. So combining those two things together, they're really shooting themselves in the foot. And I don't really get it, but if they have an agenda that's not financially motivated, if they have an agenda that's political and they want to keep pushing it, they can go for it because it just gives us more users and a better audience.
It's good for
and
Parler.
That's how capitalism works. If they shoot themselves in the foot, competition's fierce. We'll take their business away from them.
We're talking to John Mates, who is the you are the founder, I assume, as well as the CEO, correct?
Yes.
Founder and CEO of Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, very popular site. Are you just the new Twitter, or are you a Facebook derivative too? Are you kind of a Twitter / Facebook, or you call yourself only a Twitter? What who are you in competition with?
Well, I guess by Facebook's definition of a competitor, because they define a competitor as anybody who potentially could take time away, eyeballs away, from Facebook. So by mm-hmm. that definition, which is Facebook's definition of a competitor, we are a competitor of Facebook. We are more feature-rich like Twitter, more feature-compliant like them, but we do plan on adding a lot more features that Twitter doesn't have. Twitter has not innovated or monetized, really, or changed things in a long time. And we will. We're new. We're ready to actually do this. And what you see today is going to be very different than what you see 6 months to a year from now. You're going to see better tools, better features, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be even more amazing than it already is.
And 6 months to a year from now, I expect to have 100,000 fans and growing fast, whereas on Twitter, I was stagnating and I had nothing. You know, I'll be at 20,000 the next few days on the pace I've been going. I'm at 19,000. So all of this is happening at Parler overnight, whereas Twitter, I sat there waiting for 5 long years. Come on, guys, I have a national radio show. Come on, guys, I have a national TV show. Come on, guys, I have a nationally syndicated newspaper column. Come on, guys, I have best-selling books. There's got to be a time where I add some fans. It never happened. How do you explain that, John?
I don't know. Maybe people are just fed up with Twitter. Maybe Twitter's doing some miscellaneous or
some magic
untruth activity behind the scenes. Yeah. I mean, there was that a few weeks ago, that big security breach, which I'm not sure why people stopped talking about the security breach, because that's pretty profound. President ex-President Obama's account was hacked. Joe Biden's account was hacked. Elon Musk, a lot of people were hacked, and it came from Twitter, from a Twitter employee. And when that happened, this hacking that got into all these accounts, which also had access to private messages, nobody, there's a picture that got released of their admin panel. It said on the admin panel picture, it said blacklist from hashtag, blacklist from trending, blacklist from search. Now, that kind of is suspect. And if you think of the position that Twitter's in, they have a lot of trending lists. They have a lot of algorithms that try to optimize, quote-unquote optimize, people's experience. And they have to have these things because they're behaving like a publication. They're not giving people content in order of when it's last received. They're not showing the true trending hashtags list, because what might really trend on that hashtag list, if people knew how to game their algorithm, could be nasty and awful things. So they curate these lists. They change these lists. They make the lists match their brand. They have to do this because they don't want bad PR. But at the same time, what they can do is have abusive employees take advantage of this to hurt people whose political opinions they might not like. It's a possibility.
Yeah, it's not a possibility. I'm a witness that it's happened. It's happening to me. There's no question about it. They make sure nobody can see my posts. And you know what's funny about it, John? The only reason I still post to Twitter, I put something up every day. Every post I put to Twitter, I put at Parler. At Parler, thousands of people read it. Actually, tens of thousands read it. And thousands say they like my posts. At Twitter, obviously, no one's reading them. But you know what's funny? Within minutes of my putting my posts up, liberal groups and liberal journalists put out articles that always include my tweets and say, and try and mock me and say, Wayne Root said, to make me look like an idiot or a close-minded or intolerant person or a racist. So that means that even though I'm being blocked from every conservative fan, liberal media instantly sees whatever I post to Twitter. So, John, don't go anywhere. Stay with us. I want to continue this interview. Stay with us. John Mates of Parler.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, USA Radio Network, nationally syndicated by the great USA. We appreciate it on my flagship station, 790 here in Las Vegas, the great Edward Stoltz, the owner of 790 AM, and Fred Weinberg, the owner of USA Radio. It's the Fred and Ed Hour. We appreciate everything you did for me. Great judges of talent. Wouldn't be here without you. Really appreciate it. This hour is sponsored by Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. No network. You're free to pick your own doctors, your own hospitals, your own providers. There are no contracts. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000 in premiums in the 4 years I've been with them, compared to what I was paying at Aetna. And Aetna never covered anything. And last year when I had the first surgery of my life, kidney stone surgery, $27,000 bill. Guess what? They paid the entire bill. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Let them know that Wayne Root sent you, and you're a fan of Wayne Root, and I'm telling you, they will treat you like a VIP. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot or 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free. We're back with our great guest, John Mates, founder and CEO of Parler, otherwise known as Parler.com or the Parler app. It is the new Twitter/Facebook. I'm using it day and night, and I'm getting such incredible results, so much better than either Facebook or Twitter, that my guess is a year from now, I will not be using Facebook or Twitter at all for any reason, and my whole go-to site in life on social media will be Parler. So thank you for all you've done, John. You've really created a great site.
Thank you.
Now do you, I'm assuming you have liberals on your site too, correct? It's not conservatives and libertarians only. It's anybody. You must have a big liberal Democrat crowd too.
We have a majority of the base is Republican. Most people are Trump supporters on the app, followed by libertarians. And our third demographic group is the moderate left. There are a lot of people from the progressive left, the far left, that would that like to come in and kind of cause trouble, which is, you know, fun. You can debate with them. You can find them most frequently lingering on some of the politicians' comment section.
Got it. We don't really want to let them in. I mean, I know you're open-minded and you let anybody on, but as soon as they get there, their goal in life is to make sure we get banned. That's the irony, is they're so intolerant. I've never stopped a lefty from saying that what they want to say. But they want to ban us. They want to censor us. They want to burn our books. It's unbelievable. You sound pretty young.
It is a bit of a dark cloud they bring with them when they go.
It is the
cancel culture mob specifically, and it is kind of depressing. That's why we give everybody tools to block and mute and remove them from the page if you want. So the idea is your profile, it's your town square, it's your soapbox, and if someone starts spitting on your shoes, you can just kick them off. Right, you're not allowed to do that. So you can control your site in a way that you want to. You have the power. We don't have the power. You do, like the user, which is important. That's what people should have.
All right, well, I like it, and I love it, and it's growing fast, and I joined, I'm looking at the page right now, my Parler page, I joined on November 29th, 2019. I did almost nothing with it for the first 3 or 4 months, and now I'm kind of working it and putting out lots of posts, and all of a sudden I've got 19,000 followers, and 18,000 of them came in the last 2 months, so it's pretty amazing stuff the way it's growing for me now, the way that Twitter and Facebook used to work for me years ago when I was a popular media figure, but I was not a conservative media figure, so they weren't against me. They weren't working against me in those days. Now they're actively blocking me. You sound like a young guy, John. What's your age?
I'm 27.
I knew it. Wow, you guys. Are you like a Stanford guy, a Harvard guy?
No, I went to the University of Denver and then tried working in the defense contracting industry. I was building the Hellfire weapons deployment system for MQ-9. They're the Predator drones. And worked there for a year, decided I can't work for anybody, and I need to work for myself. And I started a consulting business building iPhone apps and lived in a handful of cities building a handful of products. And then finally decided to take this on because I had a big ego, thought I could build anything, and didn't realize how difficult it would be, but we came through anyway, persevered, and really built something quite amazing that I don't think anybody thought we could do.
You're doing a great job. I mean, it is the new Twitter and Facebook, and whether you like it or not, it's the new Twitter and Facebook for conservatives and people who are, a little bit right of center. You added more than 1 million new users in a week, I see in my notes here. Do you mean in the past week, or that's the high for the Parler app so far?
Well, there was a one-week period about a month ago. We added about 1 million users. Since then, we've added another 1.3 million users. So we're up to 3.3 total million users. And it happened that we added 2.3 million of them in a month's time.
Very cool. Very cool. And just to show how far you can grow eventually, how many users do you estimate are on Twitter nowadays?
Well, they claim a total of 200 and something million.
Wow.
We estimate that about 30 million of them, what we consider active. And the U.S. conservative audience makes up about 3 million of them in terms of daily active users. So we already have on track about, they're very close to the amount of conservatives that Twitter has, we have on Parler.
Yeah, and in the next year, I think every conservative will leave Twitter and wind up at your site. Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, Parler.com, or the Parler app. John Mates did a great job. I'm sure he's built something that's going to make him a multi-zillionaire one of these days. Great job, John, as a capitalist. Salute you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Parler.com. Check it out. I'm at Real Wayne Root.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.